with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Hamas has partly accepted President Trump's proposed peace plan for Gaza. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After Donald Trump issued Hamas a Sunday evening deadline to agree to the plan or face stepped-up military action, the terrorist organization agreed to give up power and release all remaining hostages. But other elements of the plan are still being discussed. In response, the president ordered Israel to stop bombing the Gaza Strip. The war has been raging nearly 2 years since the brutal October 7th Hamas attack against Israel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Britain, religious and political leaders are condemning yesterday's terrorist attack against a Manchester synagogue on Yom Kippur, which killed two and seriously injured three. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer tells Sky News his nation must defeat anti-Semitism.
This was a dreadful attack, a terrorist attack, to inflict fear, attacking Jews because they are Jews. And it's really important today that the whole country comes together, people of all faiths and no faiths, to stand in support and solidarity with our Jewish community.
Police identified the attacker as Jihad al-Shami, a 35-year-old British citizen of Syrian descent who entered the United Kingdom as a young child and became a citizen in 2006. No agreement to end the government shutdown is in sight after the Senate voted down the Republican proposal to keep the lights on by a vote of 54 to 44. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 238 points, the NASDAQ dropped 63, the S&P up a fraction. This is SRN News. Yet another abortion pill controversy.
This one involves California and provision of the abortion drug mifepristone. Doctors will now be able to prescribe the drug to women anonymously under a new state law, AB 260, signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. Also, pharmacists would not have to list either the doctor or the patient. AB 260 also acts as a shield law for abortion businesses. It exempts from several levels of legal consequence anyone with a role in the entire production chain of abortion pills. George Williams, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians is rising in India. International Christian Concern reports a new anti-conversion law in the state of Rajasthan has set off a new round of anti-Christian violence in the area. Hindu groups surrounded the Hindustan Bible Institute on September 23rd, arresting two people. This is SRN News. Indonesian rescue crews discover more remains from the rubble of a collapsed school.
The structure had fallen on top of hundreds of people in the prayer hall at the century-old Kazini Islamic boarding school in Sidoarjo on the eastern side of Indonesia's Java Island. Rescue crews have been working by hand since the collapse of the building on Monday as they searched for survivors. But with no more signs of life detected by Thursday, they turned to heavy excavators equipped with jackhammers to help them progress more rapidly. As more than 50 students are still unaccounted for, the death toll's expected to rise. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Federal officials have confirmed Florida's approval for a $608 million reimbursement for building and running an immigration detention center in the Everglades. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.